careful, but the big thing
is a rare tool. Ill Air Force, who dares cause?
Hold on, man, chatting shit on my mobile for I wouldn't dare call.
Just in my bed.
Hey,
I've got the orchestra going.
In the second out.
Turn up.
Pull up that.
Careful.
Ham is a rare tool. Will Air Force.
Who dares calls?
Hold on, man, chatting shit on my mobile. I wouldn't dare.
Took a scared fool, jumped in a vehicle.
Etty and Ezeki outfit, and my Air Force.
Yeah, you better check it out. It's the second outfit. May your jersey's mouth.
On my hair, boss.
Be scared, fool. Got my place empty.
It ain't there, fool.
And I'm near you.
Look, fam, to be fair, you and your brethren's cool, I'ma spare you.
I'm a bread who
looks at the game through a rare view.
Got a white,
call it square food.
My rare jacket ever comes out,
I get a red. Took couple breads to where? One mansion rave.
It was
the way them yaks behave. It will scare you. And I saw everything. I got a clear view. Hollow man, so original. Audio visual. There's
no one to compare to.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's probably something else.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ!
Listen, I keep saying it and I'm going to keep saying it. See, when Hollow comes on this show, that's going to be a moment for me. I swear to you.
Took it. Yeah.
Bro, Hollow's...
No, man, he's coming. Everyone. He's coming. But you know, like, I'm sentimental, so I want it to be like a proper poignant time of the podcast.
Listen, no one can't see. No one that does this in this podcast thing can't see that. It's a blessing to be getting gigs on your thing.
Come on, fam.
You can't not be saying it. Or it's absolute cap.
I got nothing to say about it, fam.
Because you're just waiting.
Tevez has still got the glass that he bought the drink with. You feel me?
Tevez is waiting just like me.
Bro, I got too many questions.
Yes, exactly. That day, it's just going to be everything. It's just going to get answered.
You know the fucking, you know, like when you watch the royal, like the films where the royal, they're signaling something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it tingles.
Yeah.
Like,
so geeks.
In 2006.
Yeah. All of that. But 2K3 the podcast. Hey!
What's happening there?
What's going on? We're back, man. How's everyone been? What's going on with everyone?
Yeah. It's been, you know, like one of those weeks, yeah, where you're like, it just puts things into, like, perspective.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's been tough, but it's also been good and it's also been a blessing.
Yeah. So, I heard them once. Yeah, I heard them once. No, yeah, I think mine has been very the same when not bad, but good, but it's a perspective thing to look at things from different views and just take what you need from it. I think that's what my week's kind of been like too. What about yours?
Oh, my week's been fantastic, bro.
You're saying birthday tomorrow.
Hey! Yeah, my birthday. And yeah, like went on a little family trip. I won't say where.
Why?
It was calm.
Why, fam?
And it was just.
I'm sure you said
just,
in love episode.
Yeah.
It was lit. It's cool.
They can't catch you there. You're back now.
It's fine. They can catch me whenever they want, bro. I'm here. Someone caught me the other day when I was delivering a parcel. They were like, "Bro, you do that podcast, innit?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, I do that podcast still."
Yeah.
Like, I know the man them are gonna start saying pause and that, but yeah, he hugged man and he was just like, "Yeah, oh, bro, yeah, love for yeah, that." Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, bro, appreciate you watching the podcast and that." You feel me?
Hold on, so he hugged you on his doorstep?
No, I was delivering the parcel and he was walking past.
Fish.
Oh, so you're delivering someone and he walked past and saw you. So he came into someone else's gate.
No,
fish, and you stuck.
Because I'm trying to figure out where did this happen.
All right, so it happened near in Streatham, yeah.
If
you're going towards Norbury. You're passing the dry cleaners,
yeah.
Take the right turn.
Dry cleaners.
Yeah. See that right turn there?
Yeah.
Kind of opens up a bit.
Yeah.
So on that road, I'm on that road delivering the parcel. So I've got out, I'm crossing the road to go to the house.
Yeah.
But he's walking up on that side of
the
road.
Oh, I get it.
And he's like, he's on the phone. He's like, he's looking at me, but he's doing the London thing that I was talking about. Yeah, like, he's looking at me, and I'm just trying to deliver my parcel. You feel me? I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, you do that podcast, innit? But he's walking towards me already, innit? So I'm like, yeah, I did a podcast. And he's like, but I'm bro. And then, you know.
Oh, did you put your dukes up? Because he's like coming to you. Like,
no,
you don't
bro. I had a parcel in my hand.
Oh, but you could have dropped it.
No, bro. But apart from that, everything's good. My birthday, little trip, getting my yard.
We see you shining.
Yeah, bro.
See you shining.
My little borrowed shine, you know.
Zoom in on him.
Little shout out, Seth.
Zoom in on him.
I'm going to say your thing, guys, is kind of new. But yeah, shout out to you. Obviously, you know, my birthday and that. Yeah, my piece is getting made, but it's not ready. So you just got a little substitute thing in for me and that still.
Oh, yeah. Bling, bling.
Get me?
Bling, bling. Okay, guys. Well, this week we're talking about childhood crushes. Now, I'll be real. I'm going to let one of the men go first because I still need to think about who my childhood crushes is.
Do you think five of them or just how many?
Just five.
Top of my head.
Who's your childhood crushes?
Jessica Alba, number one.
Yeah. She got married. So why, but why though?
Like, I don't know, something bro. About her. I don't know, bro. I couldn't tell you why, fam. She was just like the first like celebrity I remember having like a major crush on. Second one was Beyonce.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Third, Halle Berry, because I watched Monsters Ball on Channel 4. Oh. And I saw the scene where she was getting clarted out, bro.
And you just wished you was that guy just clarting
out. Oh, you sound like you fucking knocked a couple out to that one, my guy.
No, I was too young. I was too young to be knocked a couple out.
So what about nowadays?
When there's porn in the world.
Spin back.
What, to watch on Channel 4?
You know when films just come on and then it just brings back the nostalgia?
This nigga acting like he ain't been in jail, bro. And Channel 4 ain't fucking made nigga he's, aroused.
He said film what about 4. Now though. Like, if I'm going on film 4 to look for porn, yeah.
Then you're down bad. Yeah, you're down bad.
I've got a real problem, bro.
You're down bad still.
It's even my internet is
you're on basic, the net.
Oh, that's basic, fam.
You're on basic.
So where are we? We were Jessica Alba.
Beyonce, Halle Berry.
I'm trying to think when I was like young. That girl from S Club 7.
Who?
Her name Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel. Yeah.
Because she reminded me of Rachel from Friends as well.
But Rachel, okay.
And maybe like, I don't know, Samantha Mumba or something. I can't remember.
Oh, are you sure? No. Exactly. I knew that one was just a decoy. And this is childhood.
Yeah, so
Samantha Mumba. You can do better.
I think that's the only four. You're not going to have to go because I'm going to have to spin back and think.
Show me your class.
Anyway,
the first woman.
Yeah, first of all, bro, this is pissing me off. I swear to God.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you slamming the thing now? You're banning up people's fucking ears.
Hellfire is brewing right now.
This is how you know that these like I don't even want to like speak out of turn, but I'm dealing with some real fishes on the sofa right now.
That's a real fishes. Some
real fishes.
Whoa. Like
5 minutes.
You know what? Let me not.
Let's go back. Let's go
the man them always think fishy thoughts. I don't understand, fam.
Let's go.
I don't understand.
Bro, don't
what's
worry,
going
man.
On with this sodomy, fam? It's,
right. Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying.
Listen. Listen, we are skating on ice right now.
We're not. We're in the ice. We're already falling in the ice.
It's getting cold.
We're in the ice. We're in the water, bro.
It's getting cold, but this is Titanic. Jack.
Okay.
Go on.
Just stop. With the...
Stop from saying that word.
The first wolf woman.
It was Lisa Mafia still.
Yeah.
Bro, I was thinking, bro, when it was the first like celebrity...
Mm. Yeah,
I all kind of paused when I said celebrity because that sounds disrespectful. It's not. When it was the first celebrity, that's the first person I saw on TV and I thought, Rush, she's nice.
Yeah.
And I saw it in real life.
Yeah, of course. After. Yeah.
Like, and I'm talking like soon after, like the same summer.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was
yeah.
like, raw, like she looks how she looks on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how like... How rich people do it.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand my concept of money at that age. What was I like? Seven-ish?
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
My concept of money was very, very different then. I just thought, because you got a black, everyone's got brand new cars.
Yeah.
It wasn't really, you know, like the UK scene in regards to the music wasn't really big chains, diamonds and all that other stuff. It was just like shades.
Shades
and a decent whip.
Yeah,
feel me.
Shades and that's true.
So they cut like so they're coming through.
It's mad.
It is.
It's true.
Little
it's true.
Bizarre
yeah,
shades
true.
And
yeah,
you bust. You bust.
Yeah.
You feel me? And you might have the little yardie like
yeah, matting chaps, isn't it? Chaps. Yeah.
Or the bracelet.
It's so mad, yeah, because wearing shades back in the day, you automatically thought that's someone famous.
Yeah, bro.
That nigga's a superstar.
Like, fam, shades, you know?
Shades. If you had like the, you know the ones that Biggie made famous?
Yeah,
the Versace, the gold on the side.
Yeah,
like, that's probably the most...
iconic, fam.
That's probably the most, like, tapped into fake glasses that the black people have ever, embraced.
I said the black people.
It's true.
Well, bruv, what other races was...
You know what he said? It's because he said the black people. Like, you know what I mean? It sounds like,
TBP.
Like, black people talking about it. Like, the blacks. Like, you really like those glasses.
I love how the man them are so critical of the things that I say. God, I'm going to start doing this to you, man, a lot.
Do it, man. Do it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking donuts.
Go on.
But yeah.
Lisa.
Lisa Mafia. Lisa Mafia. Jessica Alba that was in there, but that's more of a... I would say that was more of a like secondary school kind of crush. I don't even want to get to that part. Yeah, I'm talking earlier days.
Mm.
Other than that, it was like girls on the estate, bro. Like,
but was it older girls?
Yeah, but that's another thing. Like back then, the age gap was a bigger thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about girls that are like 2 years older than me.
Yeah, yeah. But back then, that seemed like 10 years.
Yeah, even 1 year older was
fine. Yeah, it was mad.
Ages. It felt like, I'm an adult, you're a child.
It was
that deep. And there was two girls in fields that I like were proper feeling. And like one, I nearly got into a fight with her brother because the rumor was that I liked her and he wasn't feeling that. Like, so, but nothing happened or anything like that. And I actually... You know, we met up in later life, and good things like we had a good time.
Oh, the neighbors know your name.
They don't know my name. Oh, they do.
Yeah, of course.
They know my name, bro. What are you talking about? I'm famous.
Neighbors know my name.
But then there was another thing. I see her the other day as well. She was at Bouncer's thing that we went to.
Of course, she was, because I was waiting for you to say this girl,
bro, fam.
Because you can't be in fields and not like this girl, especially you.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you, she is just, even to this day.
To this day!
Yeah? 400 years, we still fighting to this day!
To this day!
You gonna sit up there and bait Radio Raheem? But anyway, that one there, obviously, she ended up going out for like one of them Gypset brothers. For a little while. I don't know what her marital status, is that what you call it? I don't know what a marital status is now, but I don't know, man. Back in the day, she was just feisty, and now she still seems feisty and very, very unapproachable.
I'm not even gonna
go there.
You feel me? You just see this one. I wanted the man to talk because you just kickstarted the memory of that same Gypset brother. He went out with someone else back then that I liked. Anyway, I'll talk about it in a minute. Anyway, so childhood crushes. Beyonce was definitely one.
You lot are survivors, boy.
Yeah, soul survivors. But she was like, you know, it's just a bait thing to like her back then.
It was mad bait. So.
Mad bait, but she was still buffed though, so, you know. Lauren London.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
was just... Yeah.
Early days or secondary school?
Early days, like primary school. Like, okay. You know what it is? It was a name brand thing, and it came into secondary school when the whole net thing was there, and everyone could Google who you like. But from secondary, I don't know where I would have saw it. It must have been vids or some sort of shit from it. But yeah, Lauren London. So there was a girl. Obviously.
She was a woman, no? She was a girl?
No, she was a girl.
All right, cool.
Because I was a child.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Anyway, on Gypsy Hill, a Gypset brother went out of her.
Obviously, that same Gypset brother?
Yeah.
Are we talking about in primary school now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Primary school.
Oh!
Yeah.
Her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Buff.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I see her the other day as buff. Buff. But listen to this. So I was obviously good friends with a female on the hill. Like, that's like sis. Like, proper.
What, like top of the hill?
Yeah. By my bit. You know, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm like, all right, cool.
She's all right still.
This is nostalgia, yeah? Do you remember back in the day when you was a kid and you would ask to see your friend's phone or brother's phone and you'll go through the pictures and
see them
with all their click and you might see some Pudduckies or whatever. You just
you're gonna see what's on their phone, isn't it?
Anyway, so I'm scrolling through her phone one day because I'm in her house and then
Are we still talking about primary school?
Yeah, fam.
You had phones in primary school?
No, this girl is older than me.
Oh, okay, cool, okay.
But I've asked to see her phone. Okay. I'm gonna like, yeah, 4 year, five. Anyway, I'm just scrolling through the phone, just looking at pictures, and I'm like, wow, who's that? She's like, oh, da-da-da. I'm like, what, is that your friend? She's like, yeah. I'm like, she's like, listen, you're a little boy.
Mind your business.
Yeah, like, relax. Like, I'm like, no, but can't you? She's like, listen, you're a little boy, man. Da-da-da-da. And I just always remember the face. So when we got older and Bebo and Facebook and like, obviously knowing the man them, you like, so you know, like sometimes back in the day, you go on a tangent and you'll go onto one of the man them's pages, find something, then you'll see her in a picture of one of the man them. You're like, oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's burning in my heart.
Bro, I'm so... okay. But yeah, that was another one. Buff girl. She's still buff to today. Number four.
Primary school is tough, man.
It is tough. Obviously, man had my playground crushes, but not to sound whatever, but whoever I fancied in school, I got them.
Yeah. For me, bro, there was one that... Them. There was one girl in primary that I went out with, like, in primary, you know, the
childhood,
like,
little
fucking,
like,
bro, like, even, like, I still see her on socials and all that other stuff.
Of course you do.
Why? Bro, what's wrong
with
Daddy.
Daddy. Bro, I said this to my mom the other day. I said, mom, out of all of us, the one of us who's got everyone from back in the day on socials is him. She said, yeah. What's wrong? I said, no, mum. Mum, no. It's bad.
This is...
Hey, did you find my girl on fucking Instagram?
Yeah.
You better talk your call for me because I can already hear the call in that.
Who's mug?
What? Why are you barking for me?
That's her name. Like.
Oh!
Yeah, there you go.
The smallest dog out. Come on, man. We spoke about it the other day.
The other day, and I asked you, yeah. Boom, like.
And I'm holding like up that. Peck numb like a belt buckle.
What's that got to do? Oh.
Nah, bro.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, yeah, you know it's not. Yeah.
My bad, people. Sorry, I need to find out something.
But yeah, fam, I see it on socials and I'm like, bro, like, how come we didn't, like, what's, like...
Because we were children.
No, I'm talking about now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about how about now?
I'll tell you about it.
Not now, because...
Yeah, not now.
I'm talking about we had this conversation, like, what? Maybe a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. But...
When?
Year and a half ago?
Year and a half ago. Not a year ago. Not a year ago, bro.
Because how about now?
Bro!
Not a year ago.
See Joey, yeah? Joey's got these mad disclaimers.
Bro, I'm trying to save it, bro!
Not a year ago.
Exactly.
It wasn't a year ago.
Bro. It wasn't a year ago, bro. Maybe your memory. It's a year and a half.
About a week ago.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. About yeah. To be fair, it was about a year ago. To be fair.
No, carry on.
Go on.
But yeah. Anyway, that's it. I ain't really got nothing else to say.
I ain't got nothing else to say, bro.
Listen,
I got nothing.
The man number just chatting shit. The man of the shit is pissing me off.
I just started here. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, she was like, I don't know. Da-da-da-da-da. What? At one point, I was talking to Joey. Da-da-da-da-da.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? She was talking to me like 7 years ago.
You're damn right.
Why did the man have to do this,
what?
Bro?
7 years ago, she was talking to me. How dare she? What the hell? Anyway, yeah. Anyway, what you said about an old school girl. The girl that I went out with in primary school, she went to man's college.
Okay, I'll have this one.
Yeah, so obviously when man...
Red hair?
No.
Oh, about to say.
Anyway, man connected back to her. Whoa, go on, no. She was still living in the ends. Pardon me. Let's just say that we tried to rekindle things and then... Yeah, she's cool though. That's my dog, but...
It worked out.
And then it just ended.
It worked out for you.
Yeah. It worked out. You know, like it was mutual. And then I think we kind of noticed it's not the same as school days. We're grown people now. Like, let's just stay cool.
Sometimes childhood crushes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you get it a bit too.
This whole childhood relationship just sad.
Yeah. Say. But she's cool people though, so, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah.
A year ago.
Oh, please. Hold on. Why did she say my name?
Because she knows that.
Bro,
if you got my Instagram page has pictures of me and you in there, your Instagram page has fucking, fucking same. So how, why is she not going to see
this
it?
This is why you shouldn't be befriending these fucking people, fam. What I'm saying,
fam.
Fucking
people.
Anyway.
Joey,
anyway.
You're two. The niggas, these people next to me are Hollywood niggas.
Fam.
Yeah, right here. Yeah? Thames is super Hollywood.
Thames is the worst.
Thames is super Hollywood.
Like, I'll say it for free. Me, I just don't like attaching myself to old school people because we've changed and I don't know what you're about now. You see him?
Thames,
oh my
god! If you ain't spoke to Thames in a year and you were good friends, it's a
changed.
Race.
Yeah, that's it. It's changed.
It's a race.
He don't know you.
You see him in public, smile at him. Yeah. Be like, what are you looking at?
Let me tell a story about Thames quickly. Just a fast one. Thames saw someone, I think this year. Thames said to me, yeah, that he looked at this person's face and turned away. He knows the girl. He said the girl DM'd him and said, no, he DM'd the girl and said, "What? Oh, I actually
know. I didn't even do you like that."
Yeah, like sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me. The girl said, "Yeah, like I thought like that's what Thames does. He is notorious.
He's terrible, fam.
That's my good brother now, still.
See what I mean? So why are you here, fam?
Terrible.
Ah, cool. So secondary school now, things change because man get a bit, you know,
get crushed up.
So who was the man I'm feeling
in school?
Yeah,
come on, like, man. Secondary school. Low key had this discussion about girls in school anyway.
Oh, yeah.
In school. Who was my feeling in school? All right, so boom. There was a girl when me was in, I'm going to go from year seven. When we was in year seven, this girl was in year eight.
But oh, okay, yeah, I know.
Grown-ass woman, yeah.
Yeah.
Because back then, man's the hormones are just rising and everything. And it's the first time man see real titties.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't, like, how I imagine them in my head, yeah. When I was younger, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, trust me, bro. Trust me.
But I just remember thinking, oh, these are like, they were
voluptuous.
Yeah, they might have just been like a seat.
Easy.
Do you know what I mean? But like back then, it's
like
I remember like just, oh, hits.
Yeah.
Bro. So I remember this girl had like body, back, everything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She did.
And
yeah, if it's the right girl that I'm talking about, yeah, just making sure we are, the disclaimer's out there. She was clapped. But carry on.
I don't think she was.
What now?
Well, I've seen her since.
But
of course he's seen her. Why are you attaching to these people, fam?
I've seen her since. She's rubbed.
Oh no. It's bad, man.
I still got love for her, man. But I think that was my first I guess it was
midnight.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see the whole That's bullying, or no?
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about. That's when like what's
That's bullied.
Like, that
Yeah. Lighties was just.
I was like, oh my god, she's old.
Yeah.
Obviously, the thing in year eight.
Mm.
I thought she was so buff.
She was so buff. Oh,
like, back then, I thought she was so buff. And I remember she used to call man like Varel, like, little bro. Because remember when the man used to have like a little group shit.
Yeah. And I
was just bust out like, the singing in there. Girl,
you man. Yo, Pharrell.
What, you were singing for bitches?
I was just farting. You know I want you, babe.
I got limits galore. Send me, I'm gonna put you to the floor. Take a step back, are you sure? We
That's
gonna
how you
do
know
it, I knock on your door.
You
I
know.
Got
limits
every day.
Step to me and I'll leave you in the hay.
What you gonna do? What you gonna say?
No. You see girls and you just start singing.
No, this was the man. This is when the man used to do the fucking.
Yeah. Rashid. Rashid was the drummer.
It was 2G.
Yeah, exactly. 2G out here, fam.
He was actually 2D.
Yeah, I know. Too dark. And then.
Too dark. What's 2G? Too gangster?
Too gully.
Too gully. Ooh. Anyway, so word must have spread.
Yeah.
The man was banging tables.
The man was doing South London do up.
The man was banging tables. You get what I'm saying?
That's when the word got around.
I don't know how. Like, I think there was a reason why. I think I probably got sent out and I had to go to like a year eight class or something like that. I can't remember why. But I remember sitting next to her and I was like, oh, this is my chance.
Oh my God.
I'm just chatting to her, you get me? I'm just chatting off. And she had the other brethren. I'm going to say a name.
He started singing.
No. I sang in the playground, not in the classroom.
Oh.
Give me my respect. Anyway, she had that girl. I'm gonna say her name. You can play out.
What? Yeah, yeah.
No. She was your older.
No. Yeah,
oh, Rams is
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that she done the mad thing in school.
Yeah. Anyway, before all of that, so
I heard that she done the mad thing at our school still.
Is it? So where is she?
Nah, our school's
don't you follow her?
No, but I know she's at though.
Yeah, of course
you
do.
You can find her. Private detective.
This guy's Yellow Pages, fam.
Private detective.
Yellow Page. Anyone.
I'm bringing Yellow Pages in next week.
Anyone that's been in our lives. Bro. Yellow Pages here. We'll find a way, fam. Blood. We'll find a way.
But yeah, I just remember being in class. I was in the middle and just chatting.
Can't lie, but no, that girl was buff though.
Yeah, which one? Both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
But I was buffer.
I remember like, man, was all, like, man's playing football in that, yeah.
You're trying to show out, innit?
No. Man,
bro.
I'm showing that in general.
Yeah.
When she pulled up, get me. I was on the.
That's how you know Thames. Probably just bust off two shirts.
No, they would have been seeing just pigeon. Like, them times there, you couldn't even be doing all of that. So I remember, like, I was on the touchline, not the touchline, but like, I'm hugging the fucking line, getting the winger. I see them, and she's like, "Young for real." I'm like, "What's going on?" I remember I stopped playing ball now.
Oh my god!
She was
god.
Like, "Oh yeah, sing for us, get me on the. I'm gonna put you to the floor.
Sing for us."
I loved it.
Oh my god.
No, I got hugs and, you know.
Like, shit, you remember? I can't lie, back in the day, a hug was an achievement,
bro,
fam.
It's a Grammy.
That was an achievement, fam.
It was a Grammy.
Fam, that's an achievement, fam. A hug from
you know
a buff girl.
You hug an older gal as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Oh.
You know the man who can see, yeah. So I will give it to you. You get me? But
that's the man.
That was my first ever crush. I see him Peckham one time, maybe when I was like 16, 17, but by then, get me, man.
Yeah, come
things
on.
Things are going on.
Yeah.
A little jerky. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So walk on, you get what I'm saying? And I should have took her number, but I was just
you
like,
didn't, yeah.
I was doing this shot. I felt too shoulder.
I've never seen her again.
Bro, the man them, the reason why I didn't really, like, I've always been a guy that's been, like, off. If everyone's on it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And that's why I said she's clapped. But back in the day,
everyone
wanted to clout it, fam. I don't hate. It's not a hate thing.
You said everyone was on her, so I thought she was clapped.
Yeah, bro. Beyonce,
what about that?
Bro, everyone's not on Beyonce.
Oh, bro, come on. Everyone was.
Yeah, but Beyonce's not in man's school.
Forget about it.
And I didn't have Sky, so I don't want to see Beyonce. You get me?
Please,
bro.
Help.
My girl's not here right now. You don't need to do all that. You don't need to do all that, family. No one's going to hug you in this room, fam.
Please, all right. Please sponsor.
Oh.
The slow-mo.
With the fly. You know? Oh, no, we can't even laugh.
Wow. Let's go. Oh, shit, I just caught you talking.
The other one was nice, but it was my man's sister, innit?
Hold on, what was that? Start again? Who?
Sister.
No, it's not. No, the start again. Who?
The other one, her friend was nice, but it was my man's sister.
The other one?
The other one.
But there was an other one in Ramses, Ohio.
I know who you're talking about.
Bov?
Yes, that's another
ten,
one.
Ten.
That's another one. She was with them as well.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, my gosh.
She was one of the man, not man them, but she was a sister of some youths in our year.
Yeah.
Don't remember.
She was taking it. She was with
the nose piercing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We're on the right page.
I knew the man them was the man them for some reason.
That's what I'm talking about.
She was like,
That's what I'm saying. Even though, it was only a 2-year difference, bruv, that girl could have been 21.
Whoa.
That's how it felt when I was looking at you. When you're looking at girl in like, if you're in year 7, you're looking at girl in like year 9, year 10 or whatever,
Bro, that thing there, she was like, dark skin, the perfect dark skin, no acne.
Smooth skin.
The smooth thing.
Smooth skin,
fam. Like, she's eating right.
Yeah, she was eating right. Trust me. Yeah, fam.
Do you know where she is?
Yeah.
Swear down.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I need to look.
You know what, obviously.
No, man.
Let me finish.
Now it's going to ruin everything.
No. So you know, my bro used to work where she works.
Okay.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
And he says that some days, as you do, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Like some days she looks a bit
tired.
And other days it's like she's turned. But yeah.
That's all right.
Turn up.
She's good food, bro. She's good food. But in secondary, Man always used to just crush on the older girls. I never really had no crushing no girl man yeah because I was a girl in it for most of the school.
I just didn't think girls, like, apart from the one that was in our class, like, I didn't really. Oh, no, there was another one. All right, so I don't know if you knew how the name, but obviously, before I got over here. Yeah.
I knew! It was coming!
Remember when everyone was on it?
Yeah, everyone was on it.
Once again, yeah, this is how you know man was very childish, yeah, because all man was looking at, like.
Well, yeah, with the tits, yeah. She's on my Snapchat, so I can't even act like I don't know or anything. Like, she's cool.
Yeah, she's cool, man.
But that's bro's friend still.
Yeah, my bedroom still. Obviously, we had fun. You get me?
Oh, shit.
But she's cool anyway, so, you know.
She's cool.
Yeah, mad cool.
Anyway, back to
older
girl.
Yeah,
older girl. So, there was a, I don't know, I'm hoping, because you know, because Joey had bedrooms, mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop acting like
he does it in his looks.
What? All the time.
Where did our friends from?
Shut
school.
Shut up, Joey, man.
In school, yeah.
Go on, finish. You see how Joey had, like, friends either side of his house.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them came out of his house and went to the left.
Oh,
one
okay.
One of them came out of his house and went to the right.
Yeah.
The one that when you went around to the right, one time I saw her and I was like,
chill.
He was like,
she's chunks though.
And then Dre was like, yeah, that's my man's sister. And I was
As
soon as you hear the sister thing, it's just like, ugh.
And then one time, so obviously I've started, because I've seen her and I'm like, right, she's nice. I've started following Dre to his house more time now.
Yeah,
more time because I will see them. Then man see the bro.
Posted.
No, fam. Man, see the bro like come out on this Debo vibe.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm thinking, what's that day? Shit went. My girl's at the window. She was at the window sitting on a ledge and that. So she's just talking to her other bedroom that's got the same name as her.
Mm. I know you're talking about now. Yeah.
And I'm just there like mesmerized. I follow Joy to his house every day. And I've never said nothing to this girl. That's how the crush is. Anyway, Debo's out there art this day now, looking all hench and that.
He's
come out. He's like, "What are you doing?" He's talking to Joey. Yeah, what are you doing there? I'm thinking, bro, he lives here. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then obviously he's with me, innit? And I'm like, I'm thinking Joey knows this nigga.
Yeah, because
he wouldn't be talking. Unless this guy has tapped.
he's talking
to Joey, you feel me? So he's like, all right. Joey's like, what's going on in the house, isn't it? And he's like, what's he doing there? I'm thinking.
Man, a guard in the block.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
They're holding the block down.
Holding it down.
He's talking about me.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
And then he's gone, well, yeah, what's he doing? What's he doing there? I'm thinking, brother. It's long, I ain't come on.
The crush crushed.
Yeah, it crushed after that, fam.
I was thinking, you know what? Yeah. From when the first time I said, "Rah, she's nice," and Joy was like, "Yeah, it's my man's sister." I should have just listened.
Yeah.
I should have just took the information on board. But no, what did I do? Man's hard of hearing, man's coming back around. Now my man's trying to drag me up for no reason.
No reason, bro.
Listen, yeah. I'm telling you now. Yeah, we're in year 8. This nigga is twice man's height and twice man's size.
Yeah, big stuff.
Big youth, fam. Big rider looking youth.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, brother, I ain't come back around there no more. This is a hype. Just to see you.
Exactly. You can't even say hello.
It's mad because I saw her still. Bouncer had a party. Not the one we went to. There was a next one. It was a Krypton Conan after the O2. They had an after party. I came in and I saw Bouncer. I said, "What are you going in there talking?" And she, I was walking past, and she looked at me and said, "What you don't know me?" And I turned to her, and everything just flashed in my face, I'm like, "Oh shit, no, what going on? How are you? Man? Yeah, I'm good, man." I said, "Oh shit, mad."
I love seeing old crushes. I love when I see old crushes, yeah, like secondary school, primary school, on the gram, and they look good.
I love seeing people that look good. I think, yeah.
Yes, man. And you know, like...
You survived the test of time.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Do you know the girls are always, like, always survived the test of times is the girl that was in the school that was just very cute.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the girl, they just had like pretty faces. Maybe they never had the malice of body or whatever, but the pretty face girl, yeah, as long as they keep on the straight and narrow, when you see them now, you're like,
your ex survived the test of time.
Yeah, man.
No,
yeah.
That's not even survival.
No. That's way past survival.
Yeah, past survival.
Yeah, bro. She's elevated.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. Of course.
That's what I mean about good. Pretty face.
Yeah. Fully. I mean, my one didn't.
I don't even know what your tip.
No,
from school.
I think it was going by like year 9, year 10.
Nah, man.
Yes, man.
Man never been disrespectful. I'm bad, man.
No, from when we left school, it just slipped.
I don't think it was school. We just kept seeing it constantly.
You have to deep it. Like, my ex is right now in the sun, living her best life, no kids.
Mm-hmm. Getting that melanin.
If she had any kids, it could have went left.
Yeah, true.
Like, it could have went
left. Homegirl had kids, innit?
Yeah.
She was dumb.
Had kiddies.
But I know some next girls that's had kids and still look beautiful.
Listen, no offense. No,
you know no offense to anyone,
but
you know
why?
She was dumb before the kids.
Let me tell you why. And I know girls are going to be attacking me and chatting shit, but you can all piss off.
Yeah? I can just keep the camera on.
You can all piss off. You get what I'm trying to say? Most of these girls that you see that's had utes and survived the test time and are still looking ton up, it's because their trapper nigga boyfriends had good runs and didn't go jail. See the ones that went jail? Pop down. Finished. Hair looking tired. Kids looking dragged up because you're taking them to bed. Jails. That's all you're doing, fam. Taking them to bed. Jail houses.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, nah, man. Nah, don't even bring up Jesus' name right now, fam. They're just taking them to bed. Jail houses. It's all getting a bit long.
Take that
off. The trap money's running out. See, when the trap money starts getting low, the nails can't get done. It's all brazy.
Yeah, that's
when you start seeing them looking stressed, hair looking like a straw and that.
But that's why as well, yeah, I feel like the girl that didn't
like straw.
The girl that didn't like weren't so popular with men like in like secondary school and weren't having their head that's turned up by men, yeah. Their glow up is like nuts. Like, cause if you think about it, there's bare buff girl like we see now, yeah. Cool. Cause man can say, girl, da, da, da. But there's bare buff girl now. So what was they in school?
Bruv, I talk to my girl now. I'm like, who was you in school? She's like, like all the girls didn't like me. And then I was thinking, you was probably a neek in school now.
Or you was a fucking bully. Yeah. See when girl do that, and the girls never like me, they used to. You was a bully in school.
You was
a mean girl in school.
Or you was just a neek.
Yeah.
And I think my girl was a neek, but the neeks blossom differently.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so that's it.
Differently.
It's a techie one because the makeup, like the endorsement of makeup in our generation has allowed certain clap things to look like they've glown up on a mad scale.
Until that makeup's off.
Because I've seen girls from back in the day. And I'm like, listen, babes, I know you're all clapped. For a fact.
What's the equivalent, of that for like the man them? Like, what's the equivalent
just
of
black and dry?
Of makeup. No, of makeup.
What?
Drip.
What do I think about makeup?
No. Like, what's the equivalent?
Drip.
Yeah. Drip. I would say
money.
I would say not money. Everyone can have money.
Yeah, drip.
That's what it is, isn't it? Mm. That's what niggas in a Dior t-shirt, it's like, bro, this t-shirt's £500. Like, wait, how are you not giving me your number?
Mm.
That's what niggas think, isn't it? That's how they feel. Like, Christian Dior, that's what Lil Baby's talking about. Mm. What are you talking about, fam? I'm like Lil Baby. Mm.
Someone had a bar today. I heard it on the gram. He said something about, my watch cost 26 quid, so I knew that I was getting crutch. So I knew I was getting crutch on the outside.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's the man them's got like a bit, not the man them. That's a synonym. I'm talking about us. Niggas.
Niggas.
Have very like weird psyche where if they think that they are wearing mad expensive designer or like mad dripping in diamonds, that gal are just going to start falling at their feet and that. Most of the time, gal don't even care or don't even know what this shit costs. They don't care, fam.
I think that's a lie.
It's the bro.
I think they care.
They don't.
I think because of the environment that or the generation or whatever that we're raising in terms of just mad social media and mad whatever. Yeah, there's certain girls that don't care, and there's girls that act like they don't care. And I think there's all three, because I feel like if you're going to certain places and you're wearing certain things, yeah, you know the kind of parties you're going to, and you know that you're gonna attract a certain kind of gal with this.
No, yeah, that's a certain type of gal, yeah. And that those certain types of gal are called grabbers. I think they're called grabbers. They're called diggers. They're called skeezers. You can call them. You can call them whatever you want. Like, but we know what those type of gal are. But I'm only gonna speak for myself when I say this. If I'm out in a place and I'm wearing fucking Boohoo Man Combats, not that I have these things, and no disrespect to Boohoo Man. Boohoo Man Combats.
I was trying to get white, sponsorship.
White Primark tee and white Air Forces, I'm not threatened by the man wearing B23s.
Yeah, but we're not
and Mary
we're not,
jeans.
We're not talking about
and he's got the fucking bust down kettle.
Yeah, but we're not talking about
us as in people.
We're talking about, like, and it's really hard because you don't have no women there, but like, I know that gal know, like, people that have money. Like, they know when they're going out to these places, because that's how the tables get full, bruv. They're not getting full by accident, bro.
The reason why they're getting full is because niggas, this is the common misconception. When you go to nightclubs, the niggas, that not every nigga at the table's got peas.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
9 times out of 10, one or two niggas got peas. There's one trapper or two trappers and a fraud guy, and everyone else is thirsty. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is thirsty, bro. Men are borrowing each other's trainers and borrowing each other's jeans because they're the same size, fam. Are you trying to fit into my trainers? What's that? Mm-hmm. At this big age. I'm telling, man. But most men are the same, but that's how... This is what I'm trying to say about gal don't care, because the facade is so great, it just doesn't matter. If you've got a table and there's drinks and there's buckets and there's ice everywhere and Henny and Ciroc and Magnum sized bottles and that, everyone, as far as they're concerned, and I mean this in the least disrespectful way, even though I don't give a fuck, I know that, everyone's got peas at that table. Mm. Like, anyone, when gal come to the fucking, what did they call it? What's the red thing called?
VIP.
Yeah, yeah.
The little rope.
Yeah. Velvet,
what's it called?
Red tape. I don't know.
Any man on that table can draft anyone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, it's literally pick me, yeah, 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 yeah. Anyone. Like,
so that means they do care. They care if you're, like, you're over that line.
That's just poverty. Because you're coming from a place of poverty. We're in the club.
Yeah.
I have my £50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sharing that £50 between me and one of my girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're telling me that I can go into the VIP section with these niggas and all I got to do is talk to any one of them and I'm like, I'll spend this £50. And all I'm wearing, I've got my little pretty little thing dress on and my fucking fake Louis Vuitton fucking little thing and let's go.
Depends on the girls, it depends on the club, but yes, it's possible.
But it's not about niggas with money in the club.
Yeah.
The money's already been spent because it's on the table.
I guess it's the facade then. It's the same, like there's certain girl that will only talk to man, yeah? I don't even want to get onto the girl fucking man thing, yeah? But like they won't talk to you if you don't have like, or like you'll move to a girl, you talk to her, and then they want to know your followers. They want to know how many followers.
Oh my God, that's true.
Bro, like, I feel like there's bare facade, and it's the same. That's what I'm saying. Like there's bare equivalents like, to that like, to the makeup thing, especially for man. Like we have it, but we just it's just not. What do you call it? It's just not like on face value. Do you get what I'm saying, bro? Like, I feel like everyone has their little style. Like, drip is an easy one. And drip don't even need to be, like, what you're wearing sometimes. It's just how you rock it and just how
swagger,
your confidence as well.
The swagger and drip are not the same.
Yeah, but I don't
that's
even
that's a very, very big, like,
but I don't think we even use the word swagger more, though.
Disconnect. No, it's not swagger.
But what do you call it? Confidence. Then?
Call it confidence. Yeah. Right, call it confidence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If we're going to be growing about it, but as soon as we're talking about nostalgia,
yeah, yeah.
So it's a swagger thing.
No, but swagger was drip.
Swagger is not drip.
When we was growing up, swagger was drip.
No. Because
What was the word for drip when we was younger?
There was no word for drip.
What was the word for drip when we was younger?
Swagger.
Nah, fam.
It was that easy.
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't use it in that way.
So what did you use? Like, if you was talking about your clothes, how good you look, what would you say?
I would say.
You wouldn't say you was dripping.
No, I wouldn't say I was.
So you'd say, oh, my man's got swagger today.
These are my garms or whatever, you get me?
Like, my man's got, hey, my man, you got swagger.
Nah, brother, I would not say you got swagger.
We need to reel it back in still, about girls.
Oh, shit, all right.
And crushes.
Say nothing. In college times, yeah?
Yeah.
College times, bro, it's... I don't know why this started happening to me later on in life, bro. But it's a thing where I feel like I've made the wrong choice.
Well, with Gal.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking like crushes.
All right. So this is another thing where you're gonna call me a hater, yeah. Mm. So the man them kind of know who I was with in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This girl was in my college, yeah. And everyone wanted to chat to her. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was chatting to this girl. I used to think, you're just on any lie, you're done out here. You're whack.
But why is that though?
I don't know, because fam. I don't want what everyone wants. Yeah. But, I don't want that.
But then she can't help that though.
But what if she wanted you?
I don't care.
Like over everyone.
Wait. See, so it's coming. So bro, so obviously, man's in the cafeteria. But by the way, I went to Kingston College for anyone that wants to like build the visual. Mm. Yeah. We're in the cafeteria sitting down. So let's just say, if you were going to double the distance between me and Thames, yeah? Mm. I'm sitting here, double the distance, and she's sitting over there, yeah? Mm. She's just staring at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The girl was not even breathing. She's just staring at me, like to the point where it's kind of like, I'm talking about more than 20 and probably less than 50. Somewhere between that amount of people, I've realized, like, right, you know, my girl's looking at you. You two got a problem or something. Every day.
It was the swagger.
Every day in the cafeteria, every day, looking at me, to the point where manager's like, bro, you might as well just move to it. It took me no problems at all. Oh, yeah. It was like, I didn't see her at college, yeah, because I still used to think, oh, you know what, everyone wants this girl and that. Nah, it's not really for me. Then we went to a party. We went to one party in Peckham. Was it in Peckham?
Did we?
But I went with you, bro. His party, where was it?
What party was this for?
The party, man. I can't remember when it was. It was the view, though.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah.
So I went down there. I see her there. Mm. I didn't know that she rolled with,
with her.
So when I've seen her there, and I'm just like, oh, right, give me your number. She just gave it to me. And then I was just, it's like almost if we're in a relationship, like just like that. Mm. Like it was just
mad.
Nice.
I hate those ones, though. Like, what? You know when it's like, straight away.
It's like
the honeymoon period, just like the moment I get the number.
But that's how it was for me.
No, anyway, I love it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, too fast.
You know, sometimes you just want like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I hate? Yes, this is especially growing up, yeah. When like, we're out on the slack, you know what I mean? Man's just trying to go through, get...
You know what I'm saying?
As a younger boy, that was the motive, yeah?
As younger men,
that was the motive. And then you hit off with this, and you're not ready to leave. Like you're not ready.
to leave the streets.
The streets are still. You want me back? You want me back?
Yeah, that's like certain man now.
The streets, you get what I'm saying, just, bro? Just
like,
right now.
No, but I feel like when you get older, like you know when it's time to hang your boots up. Yeah, but back then,
who the hell is hanging up boots, bro, then, fam?
When I think about fucking all of that, yeah, it was like, you know, like Money Mitch is like,
they're
still gonna love me, man. They see me with a girl. The girl's still gonna love me, man. Like, I want to be one of these ball players, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, so and
like I'll, Magic Jordan, like,
Magic
something.
Jordan or something, yeah. And I remember just like, there'd be a ting, I get a number, call, da 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 da. Then that phone call, it's long and that. Yeah. It's all night time. It's all man's falling asleep on the phone. And I'm like, fam. And I know what comes from that.
Of course you know what comes
because,
from
that. Because, like, connections are hot. Like, it's easy to fuck, yeah? But when you get that little connection, especially when you're younger, you're like, yeah, she's going to be my girlfriend.
I went from, I went, like, full 180. Like, I went from not even liking this girl to be like, bro, she's buff though still. Now I'm with her, bro, she's lit. Everyone's just like, right, you're together now. Like, everyone's just like, because you know, like, when back in the day, you kind of with a girl and you're half with this girl because you, everyone else
been Yeah, of course.
And then we're like, bro, what, you're together? That was quick. And I'm just like, yeah, man, pattern.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Times there, you can, like, you can have a girlfriend in like a week.
Yeah.
Maybe even 3 days.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Like, all right, I got a question for you. Sorry to cut you.
I'll get back to my story after.
All right, cool. How did you ask that girl? Like, when you wanted a girl to be a girlfriend, how did you ask about?
After a certain stage, because...
What did you say, though?
I would just be like, so you're my girl now, yeah? But that...
That sounds normal.
I'm doing the assumptive close.
I
said, would you go out at me?
No. You know what it is? It got to a stage here where it's like, the moment you have sex is like,
let's talk about sex, baby.
It's like, yeah, not, I don't know if it's a what are we called, because that wouldn't come from me.
Yeah.
But it's a, once you have sex with a girl for the first time and you've been talking on the phone and you both know where it is, but the girl might say, oh, well, what? So, what, are we together now? Yeah.
You know, yeah, I feel like most of my younger relationships has been with the girl saying, yeah, so, like, are you, like, we're going out now, yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, I swear, like, I can't, like...
Well, when last did you say, can you be my...
Will you be you my out, wifey?
Brother, I haven't said that.
Fuck that!
I don't think I've ever said that.
That is corny fucking that's shit.
That's from... secondary school, I don't think I ever said that.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Men love to play like oblivious.
I'll play it very
good. Girls are that, like, men will play oblivious, and then it will just be to the point where it's just like...
Just let it run over. Just let it...
It either goes to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, we're going out. Like, something just happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'll just be in my bedroom or something. I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is my girl. Or, like, she'll just be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I told my friends that, that you're my boyfriend and that. And you'll be like, oh, yeah.
And you'll be like... yes, good idea.
Yeah, you just be like, oh, yes, calm.
Bro, you know, like, a couple man has got to relationships here where it's like, you're with the man them or something. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. All right, it's like, what, is that your girl? It's like,
yeah. Them times that you're not even sure.
You're not even sure. But she's looking like,
yeah.
And they're like, yeah. She's like, that's it. And that's it. You're just
it, bro.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
I have never done the whole, like,
go out with me. Like, cool. Your last relationship, how did you two get over the line of a relationship?
You know, I told my friends that you're my boyfriend. No, she said, I keep referring to you as like my guy and my boy. And like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, come on.
So yeah, that's how it started.
Thames.
So when was that? Sorry, one more question. When was the date? When was that anniversary date? Like,
so the anniversary was that. So I always I always tell her like you know you moved
you moved to me
You was the one that
said
that you initiated
she,
this
you, like you initiated it. She was always like no
because
it was this festival you was
wow.
at.
Wow,
you know that
when
those moments happen, like man, just remember
of course. All right,
yes,
of course,
this is the date. So yeah, bro, like even. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I just feel like, unless I get this overwhelming feeling, sometimes you just want to play it chill because you don't know on your side or, do you know what I mean? Sometimes you don't really know and you don't want to make a first step and
then it's just not.
It's not that. I'm just here to have fun or So,
bro, it's like, let me go back to the story now, So, I'm with the girl now. We're in college. Everything's cool. We got, like, different lessons and that. So now, all of a sudden, she's gone from... making herself available to see me in the cafe every single day to fucking have a staring contest with me. Yeah. To now, we're together.
Yeah.
I don't really see her in college that much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't really see her. But we chat and like, I'll see her after college and that and come to my house, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm making my way back from college now. I'm on a train. Yeah. And I see her with this girl, bro. And I'm like, oh my God, man. Oh my days. You know, like,
oh my
God. It's so cringe for me because. I've seen this girl that I've got a mad crush on, yeah? And now...
Are you ready with the other girl? Though?
Yeah. And now I have to act like this girl's my girl in front of this girl.
Yeah, you have to act.
She is your girl.
Yeah, exactly. That's your girlfriend, boy.
Like, now I got a...
Hugging, kiss and chill on the lap.
You're right, babe.
Her sitting on the lap and playing with your beard.
Bro,
you know, there's no way I can be like, yeah, it's not even that.
There's no way.
The only way is around those things, especially when like you find out you're like your girl's brethren is like, or you never knew these two girls are brethren. All of a sudden, like this girl's sexy. You just don't look at them again. Like, bro, I just avert like heavily if they're both around. I just avert my eyes because you know that your girl's gonna say to you.
To this day, because obviously I know that I know them, but I still low key see both of them.
Yeah.
Is it? But they're not friends. No,
I know, I know, I know. So I saw one of them.
This is that 2016, yeah.
Stop looking at me, bro.
That 2016, yeah. My girls walked past.
Yeah.
I was at a stage at the time. She walked past the stage, and I'm like, I swear that's my girl. Can't be. Obviously, she's from Peckham, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't be. She's walked back past.
No,
can't be. Next day, bro, she's come into the... Not even next day. I'm capping. Probably like a week after. Mm. She's come into the estate agent for keys. She's like, oh, shit, Kadeem, you work here? I'm like, rah. I'm not going to say her name. Rah. She's like, yeah, I work at the estate agents over there.
Oh, that's when he was in Streatham,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, swear down.
I remember this still.
Yeah, and then she was like... Yeah, man, let's go for lunch. And I ain't got the time now. I've got a view. She's like, all right, cool. I'm cooking tonight, so I'll bring you lunch in tomorrow. I was like, you're capping. She's like, this is the same girl that I spoke about on the previous episode that I was like, all right, buy him 5-day pass. She was like, yeah, buy it.
Anyway, I'm
thinking next day, there's the admin lady in my workplace here was like, oh, you got a date now. She's going to buy you lunch. I'm thinking, yeah, she's capping, man. She's not going to buy me no lunch. But I'll see her around and we'll banter about it. Next day, she brought lunch in, fam. I was like, yeah, she's forgotten about my girl. Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to her office to walk in. Bro, I walk into her office. My girl's there, fam.
Swear down!
As well!
Oh, the heart must have leaped. Like,
fam, I was talking about this story to the men before. So I've gone in there high on energy. This is my time.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap up and tie this, but I should have done this like
years ago.
We're talking about 2009. I should have been doing this. Yeah. Now we're in 2016. Got in there now. So I've walked past the branch.
Yeah, I know.
The branch is grass. Yeah, and then the door's there. You go into the door. Yeah. So I've seen her. I smiled at me. So I'm walking around like,
what up?
I go in there now. I see my girl on the desk, like at the front. Brother, she stood up. Because obviously you have to stand up to greet people when they come in, innit? I'm like, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, God.
Bro, because obviously we've had a bad breakup.
Yeah.
But she still don't know that I'm feeling my girl. She still don't know that. And then she's like, she's gone to, like, the professionalism. She's gone to, I just walked back out, fam. I was like, no, I can't do this.
Why are you so awkward like that, fam? Fam, visualize that. In your head.
I could just see him doing it, fam.
I was just saying, no, I can't do it. Can't
and yeah, he would have just done it in such an arrogant way, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, this shit's so rude.
Yeah. She still calls me a dickhead to this day for that shit.
Talking about college, yeah, I'm thinking about one girl that I had as a college crush. I think I've spoken about her when I was in jail and she used to spray the fucking perfume and that. And...
Oh.
And I remember I see her at a party. And I think the party was in like Tooting because obviously I went to SFX, so the party was in like Tooting. It was like a house party or something like that, yeah? I remember just thinking, oh, this girl is so buff. I remember I caught a wine on her, you get what I'm saying?
caught a wine, you know?
Stiff wine.
Wine up your waist.
And then I never went through. Do you know when you just never go through?
Yeah.
Like, wine was great and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I'd never seen this girl before. I knew she knew someone in Man's College and that, but I'd never seen her. And I was like, oh, I fucked up. And you know, like, them times there, even though man was out, like, outside, yeah, man was still a little bit of a hopeless, bro. Man, you know, like, you just have those connections.
Yeah, bro, you're a singer, nigga, man.
I'll be watching rom-coms. Niggas not know this.
Yeah.
So I remember someone had taken pictures, innit? So I knew that was in my class.
I know who he is.
Yeah, you know that brother. He taking pictures of the night. And obviously one of the pictures is me like
catching that wine.
Catching the wine.
And I bet Thames was feeling it.
Yeah.
I think
like back is touching the floor.
I think I can find the picture. That's how it is. But we're not putting it up.
Yeah, why not?
Because we're not.
Why not? Send it through, fam. What's wrong with the pool?
Not for me. I'm cool.
So we can blow out our face.
Still
not. I said,
I wanna know what this is now. Fucking hell.
I don't think you did.
So yeah, anyway, fast forward. So my man's tagged the picture. This is Facebook. My man's tagged the picture. I'll just hit up.
This is my chance.
DM's like, I don't remember what I said, but I know it was so corny and tacky, but it worked.
I said, what have you seen? It was about 5 minutes ago.
You know, like when you're younger, yeah, you think your game is...
You think it's dramatic.
And then when you read back what you said, you're like, you're cringe.
Fab, you were down bad.
It's sneaky. But, the last crush I had, I had a crush in college times, and it turned out to be like, imagine, she lived across the road from my mum's, We all know who it is. So
that was your crush?
No.
Oh.
No, it wasn't his crush, but he spoke about her last week. Exactly. So man went to the park. I was sending the pictures. Really, he's not here, but I was sending the pictures. We had a great time in the park.
Yeah, that was hard.
Ramps are there with a sense. He was young.
Yeah.
He was young.
So we did the racing.
Yeah, remember? My nigga Vel, Riz was there, Biggs was there, Mems was there.
Times was good then, you know.
Everyone was outside. Like, it was a lit day. Anyway, that's the first time we kind of...
Wow, my ex was there that day.
Yeah, she was there. Yeah.
Like, get out of it.
Yeah.
My girl was there.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So we barked up. Obviously, we didn't know each other of such. So we barked up. I'm like, you know what it is? Like, you're not even looking at people like that because it's a calm day. You're with the man them. Anyway. Fast forward now, you see like a friend request on Facebook. Obviously, this is fake Facebook. Like, walk on. Anyway, I think we spoke about this before, where the fake Facebook status is like, if you've got 5-day pass,
text me,
ring me, DM me.
Used to rinse that.
Remember, all the time.
Ryan was metro booming.
Anyway, she's DM me on a, shout me. I'm like,
Say nothing.
Like I'm thinking, she's feeling the kid. Okay, cool. Anyway, now, so man's just chatting, just normal chatting. I remember he came to sleep over my house this day. And I was chatting to him, saying, wow, bro, like, what do you think of her? He's like, yeah, man, she's about... But the same thing you say, you know when you get caught up in a convo and it's a late night and the voices start getting, I'm just in bed now still. Yeah. All of that shit. Talking. Bro, you talk yourself into a relationship, fam.
Yeah, bro. You know why? Because the bolognese is amazing.
Bro,
that's why,
you
fam.
Talk yourself into a relationship.
Man, get caught in the bolognese too fast, bro.
The man's having a simple chat about life, who she is, where she's from.
You didn't recognize the source.
Like, if we was married, where would we live? Where
bro,
would we?
Imagine that the chat has lasted until 2 a.m. And then you've come off the phone or we've come off messaging and I've realized that I got a girlfriend. Whoa. Do you know how neat I am? Brother, she said that she's going to bed, And I've had to go on Facebook and go through her pictures. Like, what does my girl even look like?
I know.
Because man's just done talking. I've forgotten.
The bolognese.
Bro.
I'm telling you.
Man got lost in it, bro.
I was a notorious fall asleep on the phone to gal, man.
Yeah.
Notorious, bro. I'll be with, like, if I'm feeling anything. If I'm feeling it, we're going to sleep.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, are you going to hang up?
No. What do you mean hang up?
Do you want me to hang up? No. Like, let's stay on the phone.
Yeah.
I've done that once, bro. And I thought, brother.
Man's phone was hot.
Yeah, fuck that.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, so the crush thing is scary.
Yeah.
Because man can like you said, get caught in the bolognese, yeah? Yeah? Bro, and sometimes you don't intend to.
That bolognese turns to quicksand.
Yes.
You'll be fucked.
I also think when you're younger, it's cool. Like, it's
and cool. No, it's Michael. Nowadays, now, like, brother, are you mad?
There needs to be screenings.
Oh, listen, bro. Listen. We're meeting face to face.
Yeah.
Bro, my younger brother, yeah, he broke up with his girl that year, like quite recently. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, yeah, I got this thing, like, yeah, we're going to go out and that, da 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 da. And he's like, kind of, in quote, like, wet behind the ears. He's new to this kind of thing, innit? So he's like, what should I say? I'll say this, da 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 da. Obviously, take it from there, innit?
Mm-hmm.
He's done it, like, yeah, we're going out, da 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 da. He's shouting me on holiday, like, yeah, bro, like, we're on a date and that, da 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 da. Lit. I'm like, talk to me about it. He's like, bro, I'll tell you the stories. Like, when you get back. So I know he's excited.
Yeah.
So obviously, I've got back yesterday. So I've called him, and he's like, bro, I'm like, listen. Yeah, before you even tell me what's going on, I'm just gonna tell you from now, bro. You see the bolognese? Yeah, you just come out of a relationship, bro. You're on rebound.
Yeah,
Joey is on the rebound whilst he's in relationships.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me.
Don't get lost in the bolognese before you even talk. But man didn't go even see it. Man just gets sucked in
fast.
Like, man just gets sucked. How, like,
I loved it. I told you
before. But I can't lie, it feels so good. It feels so good.
Bro.
It feels so good.
Bro.
It feels so good.
I can only succumb to the bolognese once sex has taken place. You see?
No. I can't lie. If I'm feeling you,
brother,
I will sink in that quicksand.
I can bolognese from conversation.
Yeah.
Not now.
No.
Of course you can.
I can get, But like, sex is cool. Like, do you know what the thing is, yeah? Because back in the days, I keep saying back in the days, man was clarting.
Yeah,
so sex was like, cool. If man gets bolognese from, like, I don't think I've really got bolognese from sex too much, really.
Nah, like, it was always... That's why you're so nasty.
No. But I think it was more like conversations.
Yeah.
That's the moment man would get fucking...
Put up the settings now then. Let's say everyone's single and you're going on a date with a girl. You've been talking for a bit. Not too much.
Yeah.
You're going for drinks.
Yeah.
Let's just say you're going for drinks, yeah? Because I know he's had this situation. You go out for drinks, yeah? And the convo is just...
Streaming.
It's electrifying.
Oh, it's flowing.
It's flowing.
I'm talking, she's laughing, you're laughing.
And you're... Yeah.
The eyes are locking, it's getting late. You're just drinks.
Yeah.
She don't want to go home.
Yeah.
You don't want to go home.
Yeah. Drink finishes and that. Drinks are like this.
Yeah.
And you're like, what, another one?
Yeah. Like all of that, yeah. It gets to the point where the place is closing, yeah?
Yeah.
They're kicking you out.
Yeah.
What is your next move now? Because from what you've said, it's not always a sex thing. That convo could have just done you so much that you're like, you know what?
No,
like,
but do you know what it is? Like,
what?
It can be. Like, it's not a big, I'm just not a cat for.
No, not a cat.
Know?
But
I
I'm
know,
telling
you. If the night's out, if the night's lit, yeah, come back.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm coming to yours.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
for what though?
For whatever, bro. Man ain't forcing.
Okay, cool. But because this one, yeah, the situation was a very, very long time ago. But
can I remember?
Yeah, because it was in Palace.
Talk to me about it.
You was in Palace. You was in America Square, American whatever, Embassy.
Yeah.
Nice drinks, convo flowing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly, fam.
Go on, carry on.
Yeah,
the convo was like.
The convo was convoing.
Like you see, like you
it
see,
was
like
convoing.
He said that his brother phoned him and said, "No, I gotta tell you."
Yeah.
The way how he told me everything that I could visualize.
Yeah.
Like, I could visualize the whole thing.
Yeah. The convo was convoing.
He was gassed off this.
Yeah.
Like, he's met the girl. They've gone back in the car. They're looking for somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
One thing has just led to another. Yeah. And they was just happy with each other for a long time. Like.
Yeah.
But
what's a long time? In this car?
Long time.
No. Like, just in life.
So
in life.
Long time.
Yeah, long time.
I thought man was talking about the car
ride. No. Yeah, well, that got long too.
Yeah.
But you know, it just turned into something nice.
Yeah.
That's off a face to face, and the convo's flowing so much that it just. And then before you know it, like, fuck.
Yeah,
man's linked to her six times this week. And
you know what it is, yeah? Gal can have. Oh, I really don't want to get into like a
game.
I just have to keep saying younger because that's the only way I can. But everything, like, that can. The sex can be ton up, yeah. bro, if it's just boring, like there's no real, like there's nothing there.
Yeah,
great, cool. We wake up, man leaves, da-da-da-da. We're talking on the phone and it's just like, this is dry. Like, this is.
Have you ever been with a girl, yeah, that you can't connect to, like, mentally? Like, you know, like, convo and...
Yeah, bro, it's...
Oh, that must be...
This is, like, you see, like, and I think it was annoying for me when I was younger, so I find it even more annoying now. You see, like, I don't know what it is about me, but I don't like being around women that always want to talk about someone else's business.
Yeah.
You see that? It fucking... Like, they always want to talk about my man or celebrities in relationships or the latest scandal or nothing substantial or what my man's watch or this. Did you see what happened in this music video? Or
let me tell you, that is, sorry to cut you, that is one of my biggest icks. We was out last week. I was out last week. Yeah, I think these girls were kind of like, they was nice, whatever. I think it was a man named Bredgins. One of the girls has said, she started talking about some rapper. Immediately, I don't even know what the girl looks like. Because in my head, like, you no longer exist, man. Like, it's such an ick, like, I don't care. And this is what I'm saying, I can't connect, like, unless I know whether I'm feeling someone, like, almost immediately, just from, like, conversations. Because if I know we're not connecting there, like, I can't be bothered to be going through the sex and that, no. Like, what's the point, bro? Like, we're not, unless I just want to have sex, that's different. But like, if we're not connecting, like on a, all right, yeah, you're a cool girl.
Bro, I hate the passer girl. You know, the biggest one for me, is they search the conversation to find that moral standing point. So let's just say me and the girl are out on a date. Yeah, we're talking. She's like, oh yeah, talking about rappers. Like, oh, you know Thames, innit? Yeah, I know Thames, like my boy and that. Why are we talking about Thames for, bro? Is he here?
Is he here?
You know what?
He's on the table hiding. You know, like Thames. Yeah. I know he's your friend, but I don't really like him. You know, like he tried to move to me.
Ooh,
and
I love girls like that, bro, because they get the kick out quick, bro.
Fam, I feel like, bro, let me just dash my drink on this girl. So she can just hate me as well. You're just a dickhead, fam. You're just a dickhead.
This is more back in the days than now, yeah. But when girl used to try and mention Amanda, it just, like, you know, like the defense just comes up.
It's like, bro, what are you talking about? Bro,
it's over.
I love it because I work out, oh, so you're an enemy. Thank you for revealing yourself. Thames, listen. Oh, yeah? Yeah, saying that. At least we know who the enemy is now.
Brother, I've all locked off one of the
I'm
best.
Not even talking about the man, them. Oh, anyone.
Just anyone.
Just in general, bro.
Why are you around me mentioning other
niggas? Yeah, sneaky.
Did I ask you about this? Did I ask you?
You know what it is? It's because they're waiting for, because there's actually man out there that do this.
Hey, the chat.
What they do is they test the waters. Yeah. So they'll just drop a man's name in and they'll be like, I don't really like him. And then the brother might be like, I don't really feel my man too. Mm. All of a sudden, she's on a revealing thing.
He's on a revealing thing.
And it's just a chatty patty.
Like, she goes to tell someone else, my man don't even. All of a sudden, man, everyone's business is. That's how your business really gets places.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how your business.
Fam, it's not by coincidence.
Yeah, it's just chatting, fam.
That sometimes you'll be hearing something. Yeah, it's because two people are doing a chat. It's never just gal doing a chat.
And men are chatty, you know.
Bro, men are revealing.
Men are chatty.
Men are
loose.
Revealing, bro.
Men are loosening. Chatty. Men are. I think we need to bring this to an end still. It's just empty in there.
Killer dump.
All right, listen. Quickly before we go.
Yeah.
I'm putting the man them on the spot real quick. It's just a little bit of fun. Yeah. You get me?
A little bit of banter.
Go on. I crushed anyone that's right out here right now.
As in, girl, like, I think it's, like, anyone out here?
Anyone out here?
Do you know who I find really fucking hot, fam? India from Love Island.
Is it?
Well,
not is it, like, she's butters, like,
bro,
she's nice. Listen.
All right, Joey says that is it a lot, you know. If we look at our clips,
is it?
I think she's.
Nah, man, she's good. She's good still.
I'm not even giving her an opinion. She's lit.
Very nice.
Off the top of my head, that's the first person that's come to mind.
I don't even watch Love Island, by the way. But yeah. I know who he's talking about because obviously socials and I'm just baiting. them on TV.
I don't watch it either. You don't even have to do it like.
Joey's a fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah,
Joey's a fan.
Big fan.
For
Love Island. Yeah, yeah.
He loves it.
Fidea.
Yeah, go on. What about you, Joey?
I don't know names.
As a friend.
No, 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 no. As a crush. As in your buff.
No, that like, I love niggas in relationship, but no. They still chat to like.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, nah, names.
They still chat to like, yeah. What's it about? Like, no, nigga. No, nigga, you can't.
I don't know names. It's so mad, yeah, that there's girls that I tell my girl that are buff and now she sends them to me like, oh, look, there's your babes.
I used to love that.
there's your babes. There's
there
a couple girls.
There go your boo thing.
There's a couple TikTok girl like, what's her name? Oh, my girl will be screaming at the screen. Like, it's da-da-da. I forgot her name. It begins with D. She was in the Man Them's film. She was in Box film. I forgot her name.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Is it Destiny or something? Buff.
There's, what about you, Colin?
There's couple celebs still that's buff out there still. Hold on there.
I've told the Man Them this already.
Oh, my God. I think we should just end the podcast now still. Wow, he just scared me.
I've told the Man Them this already.
Just say the name.
You say the name.
Lynn.
Lynn May, fam.
2K3 the podcast. Bye, guys. Woo! I can't do it. Yeah.